WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
All right, we're live with WKRP Live, and I have a very special guest in studios. Man, it's just a blessing to have her. Her name is Miss Lisa Noel Smith is in the house. So would you please join me in just saying hey to Miss Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Hey, I am blessed, and I'm just blessed by having you on the show. Yeah, let me start by saying congratulations to your new addition to the family.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And tell our audience what's the baby's name, and actually, how's he doing today?
His name is actually Marcus, and he is doing fine, adjusting well after being in this world for a long 7 weeks. So he's adjusting well.
Hey, that is truly a blessing. You know, I know that you are so happy to have your new bundle of joy. And also, coming along within this month, someone's going to be having appreciation celebration. You guys have been in the ministry. Am I correct or not? Yeah.
Yes, so, the Brown Singers are going to be celebrating 40 years. Goodness
gracious. My God. That's a blessing to be able.
Yes, it is.
I was doing a little research, and it was telling me that you actually joined in the quartet when you were 9 years old and in the fifth grade.
Yeah, 9 years old.
Good God Almighty. And so by the time you were 12 years old, you were the lead singer.
Absolutely. It was kind of weird. I kind of was born into a family that sings. So it was, of course, natural for me to sing because I was kind of born into that, but to become the lead singer was definitely not my intention. But, you know, we never know how God's going to work things out. And, you know, I was 12 then and 33 now. So God didn't let me do it all these years.
That is truly a blessing. You know, my first time hearing and experiencing you guys sing was in Fort Deposit, Alabama.
Okay.
I was down there at the concert, and I believe Reverend Andrew Cheers was there also. And I'm like, in my first time hearing you, I'm like, my God, who what group is that? It's truly anointed. I just love your music. And my wife, Elena Miller, she's a big fan of yours because she's originally from Fort Deposit. And she was like, that's the Brown Singers, boy. That's Lisa Noel. I'm like, okay. Awesome. But, you know, and you were definitely, you were given a testimony. And it was just heart-wrenching, and I said, God, I would love to one day be able to bring them back this way or to talk to her. And, you know, hey, things have a way of working out. And
absolutely.
I'm just telling you, your ministry is totally, totally awesome. And I pray that God keeps continuing to use you and your family. You know, that is a great blessing, as well as your guys' anniversary coming up. Tell my listeners something about that. About your anniversary, who's all on the itinerary and everything.
Well, we wanted to do, with 40 years, wanted to have a little bit of old school, new school, and all that's in between. We actually have Zacardi Cortez coming, Leandria Johnson, Pastor Tim and the fellas, Blessed by Four from Duncanville, Alabama, who my husband sings with, the Kaiser Singers, we have the Wells Brothers, Men of Vision, And of course, the Brown Singers. So we are looking forward to just a great time in the Lord. We're expecting the unexpected. We expect God to just move in a mighty way.
Awesome. That is totally awesome, man. I know he is, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Because, man, that is awesome to be able to stay in the ministry. I mean, would you ever imagine that this would be you? I mean, growing up and then, you know, just continually serving the Lord? Because most people would jump into the regular, you know, some would jump into, well, I'd rather go into the circular thing, and which I'm probably sure that many people have probably approached you about that as well, but I see that you're still doing it for God, you know, and that is totally
awesome.
Yeah,
it was kind of weird when I was in high school. I was always the girl that the guys called on that was rappers, and they wanted me to sing the hook.
No,
okay.
A rapper, you go.
All the rappers, they called me and was like, we need you to come sing on this track, you know, and I would go and sing it. But it was always something about singing God's music, because we understand that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And it was something about gospel music that just did something. It just made me feel a different kind of way. And I wouldn't dare sing anything else. And I never would have guessed that I would be singing with the Brown Singers, my family, for all of these years. My mama is the only original that's left. And I said, I've been here about 25 years. But, you know, really, the majority of my life, because I'm only 33 years old. So 20-plus years is a long time to sing with a group.
Damn.
I never would have imagined, but I'm grateful. And I believe that God does everything for a reason. And I believe that he does all things well. And I believe that he knew that we were equipped for this and that we could handle the responsibility of trying to reach as many people as we can. And I'm grateful.
Amen. You know, that is so awesome, because, you know, like, I get a lot of listeners and different people sending me different stuff about their music. And one thing, you know, as I know you will probably know, like, if they're going to stick with it, I know there are bumps and things in the road. And some people, as I address other artists that come on here, about, you know, if people really want to go for it, you know, because some people feel like sometimes they're like, nah, this ain't worth it. I ain't going nowhere. It seems like nothing, but you know, you have to keep striving. And I know perseverance, which you probably know about greater, you know, is being in the industry, perseverance with things. Even though you might not see the greater picture right then, you have to keep on. And then that door will open that door, you know?
I tell people all the time that whenever you're doing anything, you have to be, it's almost, you have to really, really see the big picture of everything, because, I mean, things just don't go like you want them to go. But the thing about it is, if you hold on, if you keep praying, if you keep trusting God, he'll make a way. And if there's something that you really desire to do, keep at it. Brown Singers have had many of ups and downs. I mean, we've lost members. We had two members that passed in these 40 years.
Wow.
People have come and they have gone. But, you know, we went on. Even when we didn't have musicians for a little while, you know, we was borrowing. You know, it's just things happen. And that's the side of it that people, that you don't see. You know, you see the glitz and the glam and you think it's all good, but people don't see the tears and, you know, when you cried and when you didn't know if you were going to, you know, make it and are we going to be able to do it? They don't see that. So, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you can't judge our story because you haven't walked in our shoes. But create
that's
your
right.
own. You know, keep on pushing, keep on striving, and God will make a way for you too.
Hey, man, that is right. All right. I like that. And that is truly a testimony. And let me ask you another question down the road and everything. What's next for Lisa Nolan and the Brown Singers? What do you know? But before you answer that, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to go and play a song by the Lisa Knowles and the Brown Singer, and we'll be right back with WKRP Live. Awesome. Well, we're back to WKRP Live with my very special anointed guest, Miss Lisa Noel Smith. Lisa?
Yes.
Yes, I love that song.
Thank you.
Truly anointed. I had to go there because this is y'all anniversary coming up. So I'm like, let me just take it back.
When you started playing it, I was thinking to myself, goodness, I sound young.
Well, you are. You are. You are still young, man. Still young.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That was back in 2007 when we did that live recording there.
Awesome. And it's still going strong. That's a strong song.
Yeah.
True.
Wow, thank you.
Look at God. You know, but before I went on break, I was going to ask you a question about what's next for the Brown, Lisa Noel Smith, and the Brown Singers.
You know, we are like working on this 40th anniversary, but next we're trying to start doing a little bit more community events. Everybody knows that my mom is a breast cancer survivor. It's been about 15 years, and we have decided that we would like to start doing more to kind of give back to the community, sponsoring some free events that will, the proceeds will go towards people who have breast cancer, because we found out that a lot of people, when they're going through their sickness, they can't pay their bills, you can't work, they got chemo, they got all these things going on, and we feel like as the people of God, we should be available to help those who are in need. So that's kind of what we got working on, trying to do more to help our people.
That is so true. I had a lot of some family members to pass of cancer, and that is truly one of my things is trying to do whatever I can to help within that push. And I know that will be a great push and a drive, you know, because that's one thing that it doesn't discriminate. And no color or whatever. It really does not discriminate. And I pray one day that there will be a cure. But until then, we just have to keep on fight praying and keep giving. And just, you know, just trying to hope that there will be a cure for this, that nasty disease. It is really, really something else. And it's not, you know, even I found out with the actor Richard Roundtree, men develop breast cancer as well.
Yeah,
really,
my mom,
I'm like, wow.
She does a lot. Yeah, she does a lot with a group in Memphis called Caring and Sharing. And what they do is they go around and kind of just explain to people what the disease is, how it can affect you. And a lot of people don't know that it can affect men as well. So that's something that, like I said, that we really do take to heart, and we really do want to do more and give more back to people, because they just, you know, I think in the Bible says it, that our people perish because of a lack of knowledge.
Of
just
knowledge.
Stuff
that's
that we
correct.
Just don't know, you know, so.
That's right. And that's one thing because, until it hits your home or someone you very much admire or love more, most people just nudge it off. But when it hits, and then people want to say, okay, I got to take a look into this because this thing hits.
Absolutely.
And it really will. You know, and like I said, I will be praying for you. Let us know at the station as well, however we can help, and we're going to keep in touch about that because that is something. Like I said, I have a heart for that as well. I really do.
Absolutely.
And well, on that thought as well, you know, when I listen to Lisa Knowles in the Brown singing, I just hear a ministry. You know, and I'm like, okay, is she an evangelist or a preacher? So
I get that question a lot.
Okay, so it had to come. So you must have felt me in the spirit. I'm coming. That's confirmation.
I have not been called to preach, but I think God has just allowed ministry and my experiences in life to just allow me to minister, so to speak, through song. And
that's right.
I'm grateful.
That's
people that they ask me, I get it all the time. Do you preach? And people trying to book me for preaching engagements. And I'm like, look, I'm not no preacher. I can't come preach at your church. Now, if you want me to come sing, I sing all day. But I can't. I mean, people, they really do. They even get upset with me, like, you got to preach. No, I don't do that. But I will come. And give you what God gives
you. I feel you on that. Well, your music in itself, that's a ministry. And you know,
absolutely.
And You know, I feel like everyone's not just called just behind the pulpit. You know, God, right. there's different, everyone, there are different gifts in the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
You know, and God uses you in your genre of things where you can reach people nationwide by your music. It's an anointing that we're full and people can just take hold with. So, you know, you're right about that. You know, you know what God has called you to do.
And you know, I ain't going to let nobody call things. Me. You know,
there you go.
Girl, you took the words right out of my mouth. I joke with people all the time and tell them, no, I ain't going to let nobody call me. I got to know it's God. I got to know it's
God. You're not going before God or nothing.
No.
I truly understand, you know. And I really do, because nowadays, Lisa, I feel, this is for me, a lot of singers are turning pastors or preachers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and evangelists.
Absolutely.
I'm like, wow. Like, whoa.
I joke about it. People who know me know that I'm extremely silly. I mm-hmm. joke all the time. I'm probably one of the, well, all the Brown singers are silly. Most people wouldn't know that. But all of us are. I mean, it's continuous laughter whenever we're together. It's just, that's just how we are. We just silly like that. But
Definitely.
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, sometimes good personality means everything. I tell people when we do conferences and do things, your attitude is everything. I mean, attitude is everything. So I tell people everywhere we go that I ain't going to let them call me. And I be out there and trying to pastor and preach and doing stuff all out of the will of God. I'm just not going to do it. And you ain't going to make me come preach. Now, I told him, I'll come MC at your church. I'll come be a usher. I'll come sell food in the back. I ain't preaching.
Well, I understand that. She just broke it down, you all. Lisa knows just broke it down. She said she'll do whatever else it is to do in the house of the Lord. But she ain't coming to preach, boo.
I ain't coming to preach. I ain't going to do it.
Well, that's not, hey, you're just being real. And there's nothing wrong with being real. When it comes, here's another question. Lisa, what do you think is what's going on now around the world with all this killing I don't know, man, Black Lives Matter movement and different. It's so much going on. And
you know, my best answer, and I've gotten asked that question a few times as well, and I tell them the only thing that we can do right now is pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves mm-hmm. and pray. That's, I mean, the only thing that we can do as Christians, because we know that we're living in the last and evil days. There's going to be some stuff that we just can't change. Some things that we don't have the power to control. The only thing that we can control as Christians is our prayer life and our connection with God, and He can do the rest of it. Because me by myself, I don't have the power to do it. I can't do it. Neither can anybody else. And no need to get mad and upset and getting violent and doing all that. The best thing we can do is pray. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm teaching my children. I have sons, you know, and I think, you know, right now the world is just in a bad, that's the best way to put it, that the world is in a bad shape. And the people of God need to take our rightful place and pray. Because one thing the enemy can't control is that.
Amen. That is so true. And that's what a lot of us really need to be doing. I know there's so much anger, animosity, and so much racial slurs and different things going on. But one thing I thought about, what the Lord put in my spirit, you know, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren, no matter what.
Absolutely.
You know, and the devil wants to see a divide, you know, to come mm-hmm. among people. You know, but we have to be bigger, like you said, and just stay prayed up, and you know, and
absolutely.
Through prayer, things change.
Absolutely.
They really do, through prayer.
And if it don't change, I wrote a song that says "Work on Me," and that song was based on sometimes your situations don't change, but God will change you so you can better deal with it. So if things don't get better, then I ask Him to condition me so that I can handle it, because I'm trying to live Amen. To see Him one day, and ultimately that's my goal. So.
That's right. My God, that is so true. So that's what we have to do, people in the world. We have to keep prayer, keep God first, and pray, and humble ourselves, is like you said.
Absolutely.
And we will see a change. And like you said, God,
absolutely,
we have to, but it starts with us first. Let God work on
absolutely
us. Most definitely. And right by now, we're going to take another commercial break as well and hear another song from Lisa Noel and the Brown Singers.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right. My God, Zion. And we're back with WKRP Live with my very special guest, Miss Lisa Noel Smith. Lisa.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, Zion.
Hey.
Good God from Zion. Yes, Lord. My wife be like, I play that song dry going, and man, one day my late aunt, Miss Janice Jones, she had that CD in her car. Boy, do you know I just played that song going and coming every day? And she's like, "They go set it." I love that song, Zion. How did that come about with the song Zion? You know.
That particular song, a guy used to play guitar for the Brown Singers. His name is Johnny Moorhead. He doesn't play for us anymore, but
yeah,
he used to play. He was with the girls for years. And he came up with that song as well as one of the other ones that we've seen that's pretty popular, Jesus on the Main Line. He was the writer. He came up with that, and he was one of those people that could just put a pen to it and have a song in a matter of minutes, and it'd be a blessing to a bunch of people. And my mama has just taken it to a whole other level. When she starts singing, it goes to another level.
I can feel it. Trust me. I really do. I can feel it. And, I thank God for you taking our time and also coming and telling the people about you guys. Our anniversary celebration is coming up. And man, Lisa, I'm gonna just let you have the floor right now to just tell someone out there about if they're a group or someone is trying to do as you guys have done to accomplish. What's the main objective, the metaphor that you would tell them to use as in coming up in the gospel genre as a quartet or whatever?
I would just tell people to be themselves, be original. And just trust God's time. And a lot of times people just want to rush. They want to make it to the top, like, quick. They want everything instantaneously. And sometimes it's better if God can kind of make and mold and, you know, get you prepared for what it is. Because one thing about it is God is not going to put us in a season prematurely, you know, for lack of a better word. A lot of people just want to move fast. And really, it just ain't time for you to do that yet. And I just, you know, say get in that word. Be a part of somebody's church and ministry, and so that you can be fed, so that when you get up to minister before people, that you don't give them empty word, that you give them something that you know, revelation, that you give them what, you know, God has given you, and just be in a position to be a blessing to other people. And you know, that's my best advice. I've always just been me, been Lisa. I don't know how to be nobody else. I don't know how to do nothing else. I just know how to be me. And God has taken that and used it as he saw fit. And whenever he decides he's done using me, I'm okay with it. And that's where you have to be in life. You just can't be anxious. The Bible says to be anxious for nothing, but everything, prayer and supplication, make your request known. So I just said, God used me. And everything else he did on his own.
My God, yes, he does. And, you know, and I see how greatly God is really using you. And the Brown singers. When is the next? What do you? When's the next time you guys are coming back down to Alabama?
To be honest with you, I don't know. Now I don't know if I should say this on air, but I never know where we singing.
It's okay. Yeah.
Until it's time to sing, because I work off of so many different books. I do my own personal dates, and then I do dates with the Browns, and if I have any spot appearances with anybody else. So a lot of times I only know, you know, right at time. Like, so my mama like, okay, we got to sing. So and so. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be there. You know, but, you know, I'm sure that it won't be long before we're back in Alabama.
That sounds great, because I know my wife would love to wherever you guys are going to be. And hopefully we will be talking and hearing from you guys soon. And again, I want to take this time and let everybody know that this is Lisa Knowles with the Brown Singers. God has a truly anointed her from a young age. And look at what you've accomplished and the things that you're still yet to accomplish in life. And to let some of my listeners know that through Christ, all things are possible. The same way God blessed them in their ministry, he can do the same thing for you. But we just have to believe and trust in him. Not saying that the road doesn't get rough, but, you know, we all fall down. But, you know, God always brings us back up again. And I truly thank you, Lisa, for taking out time and just, you know, because I don't want to hold you up, because I know you probably have a busy agenda, but I truly thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me on.
Oh, man. And you got to come back. You guys just make it in heart that I want to have you back in a later future to talk about whatever God is still doing with you guys and more. And to Vanessa Knowles, thank you so much. And God bless you as well for letting Lisa know about coming on to my show. And as we go off, we're going to go off with another song of yours, Lisa. And this is C. Miller from WKRP Live, and we'll be right back in a sec. Man, that's an awesome song from Miss Lisa Knowles Smith. Lisa, thank you so much again for being here on WKRP Live. And man, just a totally awesome interview. And by the way, coming up with our other interviews that we will be having, first I want to talk about Nicole C. Mullen. She was here a couple weeks ago. Awesome woman of God. She will be coming to Hainesville, Alabama. And sometimes in December, and I will let you guys know as my special guest, she will be coming to Southview Worship Center in Hainesville, Alabama, under Pastor Carl Bell. Yeah, she's going to be in the house. It will be so great and ecstatic. I want you all to come out and join us, man. It's going to be a truly worshipful time in the Lord. And, man, and right now I just want to take time to talk to you all about another guest we'll be having in another couple of weeks. His name is Mr. LaVan Davis from House of Pain, Curtis Pain, that is. He will be in the house in another week. Yes, from the House of Pain. Man, it's going to be truly awesome. He will be releasing a new CD. Yeah, it's going to be a jazz CD, something different here on WKRP Live. But he loves the Lord, and I'm just glad to have him here. And, you know, I'm just truly thankful what God is doing with WKRP Live. It's taking us higher, and I'm really totally appreciative of that, my listeners, and I thank God for you all. And I just want to leave this on your heart and your mind. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you might be going through right now in life, Jesus is the answer. You know, whatever it is, just pray, trust in him, and just leave it with him. Because when we take it up, we can't handle it. But when we're leaving in God's hand, you know, he's able to do what he does best. When we mess up, God will come in. Jesus will come in and fix up. And so I'd like to take this time to just tell you all that, you know, no matter what the situation is, whether it's physical, financial, whatever relationship, whatever it might be, God's got it all in control. Pray about it and keep praying, you know, and just know that God is working it out in your favor. And that's our motto, and that's what we stand on, you know. I can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'd like to take this time to say hello to my loving wife, Elena Miller, and our kids. And I just, like I said, again, thank you all so much for tuning in to WKRP Live. And I'd like to thank my producers and engineers, Dunn, Newsom. I'd like to thank them and Doug, you know. I love being with BBS Radio Network, and it's a blessing for me. It's a blessing for you all, too, as a tool. So until next time, no matter what going on in life, remember, Jesus is the answer. Just give it to God and pray. And I promise you, he will make a way for you. And this is C. Miller with WKRP Live. Until next time, be blessed.